One, two, three, not only you and me got 180 degrees, and I'm caught in between. Counting one, two, three, Peter, Paul, and Mary getting down with 3P. Everybody loves counting. Everybody loves counting.
Hello, and welcome to episode 46 of Oral Intensity, a podcast about Glee. I'm Dan.
And I'm Clara.
And today, we're talking about Season 4, Episode 2, entitled...
Britney 2.0.
Also known as the New Britney.
Yep.
Alright.
See what we did there, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, we're clever.
Alright, so, first off, we're not on Skype, because Clara's still at home, and I had to come home for an eye appointment.
And Dylan is actually doing community service this weekend, so she wouldn't have been able to podcast anyway.
Yeah, so sorry for Dylan fans out there. All you Dylan fans. Yeah. We mean you, Matt. yeah, so, but she'll be back. It's not like she's gone. We just...
Forever.
Yeah, next week we'll definitely be on Skype because Clara will be home. I mean, at school.
Not home, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's talk about stuff. Oh, I had a thing I wanted to say, and that's I wanted to apologize for the lack of intro and outro music last week. I was home, and I didn't have my computer. I had to use my parents' old computer, which is really not very good. And so, like, even editing the podcast and, like, converting the files and all that stuff took, like, way longer than normal. And uploading it was really annoying. And so, like, trying to download the music to put them in the thing, like, wasn't working. I didn't have the program I needed. So, no music. But there should be music this time, because I brought my laptop home.
Woo!
Yeah. Explanations. Alright. Stuff to talk about. One thing I just want to mention is that Mr. Ryan Murphy on his Twitter said that Sam and Marley are just BFFs, and that Sam is like an older brother to her.
Okay, Ryan Murphy, okay, you say Ryan that Murphy. Now.
And so somebody was like, he does a lot of Q&As, and someone was like, "Oh man, that's stupid. They seem like they're actually good together." And then they're like, "Well, then again, if you could actually write a male female friendship that where they're both heterosexual, that would be kind of cool." So yep. I agree with them there. I bet that'll be, like, the only scene with Sam and Marley together. Now, because now Sam's just with Brittany, and he's gonna befriend every girl in every episode. That's his new thing.
Yay!
Yeah.
I do like Sam, so
yeah, but it's just, like, weird. I don't know. What else do I want to talk about? I want to talk about...
But wait, hold on. Does that mean that he's not gonna be with anyone this season?
Who could he be with?
Tina?
I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't think so either.
There's no chemistry there.
So then...
Yeah, he could be with no one. Because I heard... I don't remember if you were on the podcast when you mentioned this, that Blake is gonna be in a triangle with Antenna and Brittany.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, doesn't that sound fantastic?
What?
Where he likes Brittany, I'm assuming, so... Anyone liking Brittany just makes me want to, like, gouge my eyes out.
<That's> Well, let's talk about Britney's various issues later on.
Okay, well, we'll do that in one second. I want to just point out, I've heard from a few people, and I actually listened to another Glee podcast, and a lot of people are more upset than we are about people not returning, like, cutting out a bunch of the important people, like Quinn and Santana and Pac and stuff. And I just want to say, like, if they had kept, like, all these people around, the show would have just been more of the same, except worse, because then they would have had to have, like, Quinn at Yale, and Puck in L.A., and, like, Santana at her school. They would have each had to have their own, like, peripheral characters.
They should, like, show more people on Skype, maybe.
They've done a pretty good job showing people on Skype in both last
years. Yeah, no,
shows.
I just, like, but I do hope that, like, Quinn isn't gone forever. Like, no, like the people Rachel kind of, will go and see her or something.
They've already
right?
announced that they're gonna have people come back for Thanksgiving, so, like.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. I think just right now they need to focus on the new characters. Yeah.
And I know that, there's a big, like, Thanksgiving two-part episode. It's like Thanksgiving and sectionals is one big thing, so everybody will be back for sectionals.
Good.
I mean, I don't know. to focus the show and to make the show not a complete total mess, they kind of needed to do this.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah. I recognize, like, it is hard to just... Yeah. It's a very strange thing that they're doing here.
But this is in some ways, like, I don't think, like, yes and no, because it's not like there aren't shows where people leave the show as time goes on, or people graduate and you never see them again. Like, Quinn's storyline, she had an arc and it finished.
Yeah.
And now she's done. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I like Quinn. I really do. But bringing her back just means there's more ways to mess her up. So, like...
Yeah.
All right. And now I wanted to ask you one more thing before we really get into the episode. And that's that... So now that we've seen the second episode, I want to revisit the whole clone character talk we had last week. And especially with... I mean, at the end of the... I think we were texting back and forth. We should have been tweeting. That was bad of us.
But, yeah, we were just keeping our thoughts in an isolated bubble of facts.
And I was like, I call episode 4 Kitty gets pregnant with Jake's baby.
My response was just, don't even joke. Yeah.
I mean, I don't actually think that will happen, but, like, the fact that they already, like very quickly set up Jake and Marley, like, ridiculously quickly, and then they already brought in, like, the same... I know Jake isn't Finn, but it's the same dynamic with the cheerleader there, and he's obviously not going to stay with this really bitchy person that he doesn't actually like. Like, it doesn't... It just... And then Unique is just Unique, and they're not exploring the complicated parts of her at all. She's just a black, sassy girl. Like, I don't know. How does it not feel like... I mean, Jake is Puck. I mean, I like Jake, and the actor himself is bringing some, like, new levels to it, but what is the difference? Like, you're literally, and they even, like, pointed out, like, he comes, and he's like, I did all these things already, you should do what I did to fix it, so our storylines can be exactly the same. Like...
I don't know how to respond to that. Yeah. I think I feel the same way you do.
Yeah.
I think Marley is not a clone of Rachel.
Yeah.
So, there we are.
Yeah. I will... and I don't know if maybe this is just me. I'm starting to feel like Marley's too attractive for her character. Like, Rachel was, like, odd-looking. Like, she's, like, attractive, but she's, like, different.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Marley's just, like, this, like, really attractive... she's just, like, really normal, like, popular girl-looking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of, like, distracting.
Yeah, I think they could have done things with her wardrobe. Like, I think if she wore baggy clothes and she was... Because they sort of make her shy and self-conscious. Mm-hmm. And I think they could have done things where she was wearing, like, not that fitted clothing. And she just didn't think of herself as really pretty.
Yeah.
Then it could have done a lot.
I think you're really right. Like, even when she doesn't have the hat is, like, very, like, I'm trendy. And then, even when she's not having the hat, I feel like the way her hair is and the way, and the way, like, those headbands she wears.
I think she should have, like, her hair pulled back and she should be wearing, like, jeans and a sweatshirt all the time. Like,
not necessarily all the time, but definitely once
in a while. Well, yeah, but, like, that should be, like, her look shouldn't be, I'm very fashionable and
wearing,
pretty.
And wearing short skirts and...
Yeah, not that people who are really pretty, whatever, can't be self-conscious and can't, whatever, but, like... For this show, for the sake of the show, they don't have that much time to characterize each individual because they have so many characters. I think they could have done a lot more with her wardrobe to emphasize that part of her character.
Yeah. I mean, I really feel like Jake and Marley are really being carried by their actors and not by anyone else. Like, not by the director, not by the writers, and not by the...
And the actress who plays Marley, I don't remember her name.
Marissa Bionice.
Well, I think she did a great job this episode. Yeah.
I would also like to point out, so I told you the whole thing about how she was a hooker.
Yeah.
But she's more than a hooker. She's a hooker, she's a patriot. She died for our country.
What?
Because she was...
What show is this?
This is Homeland. It's a really great show. You should watch it. You'd love it. Because she was a specialized hooker for this, like international guy who, like, they thought was a terrorist or, like, had information.
So she was, like, spying?
So she, like... did some spying and then, like, for the CIA, and then, like, he found out and killed her.
Cool.
That's what I remember happening. I'm not positive, something like that happened. But, okay, so let's get into the episode. Brittany 2.0.
Are we grading it?
If we have to.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this episode would want to choose to be pass fail, you know? Like, it wouldn't want... If I were this episode, I would elect to be graded pass fail. and it would pass.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that.
I'm gonna give it a C. Here's the thing. I don't know how much of it is how much of it is the network, like, because there was a lot of hype. There's a lot of hype going on. Like, on Twitter, like, Ryan Murphy's like, this is one of the best episodes ever, and, like, all the writers were like, man, this is even better than last time, and they're like, everybody's like, yeah, I can't wait for people to see this, and they're, like, trying to trend so excited about Glee tonight, and, like, it was like, this is gonna be a freaking awesome episode, and it was, like, a mess. It was bad. It wasn't good.
I didn't really enjoy it that much.
I mean, look, it's not like this, like, I'm giving them a pass because I know the network made them do Britney again because of X Factor. But, like, no, I mean, I'm giving them a pass as in, like, I'm not gonna be like, I'm really worried about the future of the show.
Yeah.
Like, based on just this episode. But, like, it felt like when they, like, make them do a Christmas episode every year, and it's like, do we really need another Christmas episode? Like,
but, like, a Christmas episode sort of makes sense. Like, can you imagine other shows? Like, it's time to do another Britney episode. Yeah, seriously.
Like, I mean, the other thing was, like...
Can they choose a different theme? Like, they could do more Spanish music, or, you know, like, they could do more...
No, specifically Britney.
I know, but, like, it feels much more weird, yeah. You know? Like, they could have... done a different, yeah. They could have done Celtic music at some point. Wouldn't that have been a good idea last season to do like a Celtic music episode?
They did a Spanish episode. Well, I don't know why you're saying they should have done a Spanish.
Because they had Rory. No. I'm saying for like another episode, they could have done like more Latin music, yeah. Right? Like that would make sense to do two episodes of Latin music because there's lots of Latin music and like lots of, okay. But no. Of all the things to do a second episode of, Britney?
No. Look, okay. We're not, like, it's not, like, it was the worst episode, like, ever. It was just, like,
It felt very contrived.
Well, for one thing, the ending part where Britney is having her little monologue to Sam, and she's, like, literally, like, man, Britney's doing so well now, like, he got on X Factor for all this money, and he's just, like, he looks great now, and, like, everybody thinks he's awesome, and you should go watch X Factor, 8 p.m. on 5, like, it was just, like, so, like, I was like, oh, the network wrote this line, I also think that, like, I wouldn't say the music was, like, bad in this episode, because there was some good stuff.
Yeah.
But if they took out, like, two or three songs, this would be, like, so much better, because a lot of it was, like, let's rush the dialogue so we can get to a song and just, like, move on to the next song.
Right, and that's like, exactly how I felt. Like, okay, the Marley Jake stuff.
Yeah.
I really could like them. I really could. I could really root for them as a couple. Yeah. I really like both the actors. Yeah. I like both the characters in theory.
Yeah.
But instead it's like, let's give them one line each about how they're now in love with each other or something.
Yeah.
And then have them sing a duet.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, because so I texted Dan like, OMG, what are they doing with Marley and Jake? And he was like, well, you know, Rachel and Finn were kissing by this episode. Or whatever.
Second episode, yeah.
And that's all very well and good, but, like, both those episodes were really focused on Rachel and Finn.
Yeah.
These episodes, you really can't say that Marley and Jake are the focus of them. They're maybe a tiny part, but, like, how much screen time has each of them gotten?
I don't know. Okay, here's the thing, is I sort of agree with you, but I don't at the same time, because you have to think about, like, the pilot episode was about Will. Like, it was about Will and Emma and Terry and, like...
Okay, that's...
And Figgins and Sue. Like, there was a lot of non-Rachel stuff...
That's true.
...in that episode. And the second episode, I mean, I guess that was more focused on the kids. But at the same time, I'm not, like... So I agree with you, but I don't understand what went wrong. You know what it was? You know, they shouldn't have had the song at all. There shouldn't have been a song.
No, I think they should have had an entire scene of dialogue.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think that might have been what the problem was. Is like because I do think that there wasn't that much Finn and Rachel before they kissed, But there also wasn't, like...
Well, I think there was more than, like, the 2 minutes. Yeah. And that's I think
it was handled better. It was a better done, scene with better dialogue.
Well, they knew that the focus of the season was really a lot in season one was Rachel and Finn.
Yeah.
How can they focus on that in this season of Glee when there's so many other things for them to focus on? It's going to be a focus, but it can't be the focus.
The other thing is that, like, I think we're a lot more, like, forgiving of, like, setting up couples when it's the pilot episode, whereas now it's like, ooh, we're in season three, we have to, like, force this to happen. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that it just seems like they're just... The other thing is, like, I specifically remember, like, multiple interviews over the summer where they're like, you know, we feel like relationships, we've been focusing too much on relationships, and characters are a lot better when they're on their own and able to just develop with their relationships with other human beings as opposed to always romantic relationships, and we're going to try to develop these characters more. I think they are going to break up some of the couples. So I think maybe, you know, Kurt and Rachel are both getting the benefit of what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're shoving these people together. And what you really talked about is, like, we knew who Rachel was before she kissed Finn.
Yeah.
We got an idea. They had voiceovers.
Yeah.
Marley hasn't had a voiceover.
Jake, like, really? How many lines has Jake had at this point? Very few.
Yeah. I feel like he might have had more than Marley, actually.
He might have had more than Marley, but that's not saying much. Yeah. They just... I really like the idea of them as a couple. I just really think that they should have done this in episode 4.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, like, I think the worst part of it was... I don't think the worst part of it was when they were talking together. Because I think there were some okay things. I think the worst parts of the beginning and end to me. Because it starts off with... We weren't even supposed to start with Marley, with Charlie, but...
Well, now we are.
But the worst part's the beginning and end, because it starts off with Unique walking up to her. It felt like incredibly rushed dialogue of them being like, "Let's la 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 la. Who do you like?" And then, like, and then being and then her is like, "Well, you know, he's cute." And like, it felt like they're directed them to be like, "Get to the song as quickly as possible." Yeah. And then there's like suddenly like it's a fantasy sequence, and then he asks her out in the fantasy sequence.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you don't really even know her, and they set up. They have to set up in a song that he's like this, you know, womanizer.
Yeah, we don't see him.
Yeah, like, and he doesn't actually even do anything. He's just talking to a bunch of girls. He's not even like doing anything in that episode, like,
yeah.
So, also, I do want to point, I mean, I don't know, I don't want to say anything that will, like, upset people, but to me it felt weird that Unique was being, like, so flippant about, like, we have to go look for boys, because if she really, like, wants to be with a boy, that's gonna be, like, a really dramatic thing for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not gonna find a boyfriend in Lima, Ohio.
Maybe not.
I mean...
Who knows, Dan?
I mean, look, I mean, she might, but my point is, like, considering how hard it was for Kurt...
Yeah.
Like, you would think that, like, he wouldn't be, like, so, like... You know, like, wouldn't it be, like, something that he would be, like...
We need a Unique episode where they just are really focusing on that.
Yeah.
And they're, like, actually talking about challenges that she's having, and...
Well, because, like, even we were walking the Womanizer song, and she's in the girls' gym class, and we're like, that's a really dramatic thing, like, that they didn't even talk about. Like, that's something that could have an entire episode about.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, whether she wants to... Or, like, the bathroom situations, you know? Like,
yeah.
And also, we thought it was weird there was even a girls' gym class, because we had co-ed gym classes, but...
Like, we recognize that that's not true everywhere. Yeah.
Which, I don't understand that, though. Like, why?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess some guys are rough. I don't know. But...
I got tackled to the ground a couple of times.
Mm.
That could have happened in girls' gym, but it wouldn't be very unlikely.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, okay, so I don't know what we're... Oh, also the ending. The really, really stupid...
Oh.
So they talk to each other... They have the cliche of, like, oh, I'm cold, give me your jacket, which, I mean, it got the point across, but it is still, like, a major cliche. And, like, and then, like, they both seem to really like each other, and then suddenly, Kitty comes up, and he's, like, impotent when Kitty comes up. Like, how, this is Jake, the womanizer? He's like, we're dating now. He's like, oh, I don't like putting labels on, like.
Yeah.
He'd be like, hell no, we're not dating. We just hooked up, or like something like why does he want to date? He has no interest in Kitty. Like, why would he want to date Kitty?
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
I just, at that point, I just texted Dan, like, exclamation points or something.
And then, because now Marley's a new Rachel, she has to sing an emotional song to end the episode, where I don't even know, like, how much she even likes Jake or anything else. Like, you really read they should have, like, developed her as a person before they...
I have no idea what her characteristics are. Yeah. I don't know anything about her except that her mom is a lunch lady, and she seems nice.
Yeah.
Like, she seems like a nice person,
yeah.
But I have no idea what she's really like.
Yeah.
At all. I really don't...
She's a good kid who gets bullied a little bit. Like...
I don't know.
And who feels bad that her... I mean, obviously, yeah, okay. I'm not saying it's no big deal that your mom's a lunch lady and that people make fun of her. Like, that would hurt.
But that's not, like, a personality trait.
Yeah. That's, like, a...
That's a situation.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what she's actually like.
Does she have confidence? Does she not? Like, does she...
Is she a good student? Is she smart?
I think she's supposed to be smart because she saw... He, like, said like, this line where, like, I see behind your layers and blah, blah, blah. Like,
so she must be smart. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what they could have done to just... I wanted this, like, just her. Like, maybe her, like, trying to fit in with the other girls and feeling awkward or something. Like... I don't know.
They could have done something in class. They could have... They just needed more dialogue than happened in this episode.
You know what I think might have been better is, like... I don't know that it would have, like... It doesn't necessarily... I guess it does sort of work with the lunch lady thing. I think it would have been better if he's... If they... I mean, and this would have changed last week's episode, too. But if, like, it started off with her, like, actually trying to be popular. And then, like, because she felt like she wanted to fit in because she didn't want to get bullied anymore.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, really struggling with that because she's actually a good person.
Or, like, someone else might have gotten picked on and she could have stood up for them. And then you would have thought, oh, she's courageous.
Yeah.
She's like, strong.
Exactly.
So we just need a few. We need a few adjectives to describe her.
Or even,
her.
Like, if we knew about, like, the mom thing, but she was still, like, because her mom was, like, all into, like, her fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she, like, I also thought that, I don't think we mentioned this in the episode, but I thought, it was really badly, like, she suddenly, like, that's, like, they say, like, one thing with her sitting there, and she's suddenly, like, what, my mom, like, blah. Like, I think it should have, like, she should have, like, actually, like, been agreeing with her mom, like, I really want to fit in, I'm so sick of being bullied, and, like, heard them making fun of her, and then, like, been dealing with that, and, like, keeping her mouth shut and feeling pain about it, and then, like, suddenly... Like,
they could have done that, they could have done that, that would have made her character one way, and yeah. I thought that what they were going to do with her character was, oh, she's going to be really strong. She's not even maybe, she doesn't need Glee Club to teach her about tolerance or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, she's a really strong, good person already.
Yeah.
And she's going to stick up for people and all these other things. But now she's, like, very withdrawn, maybe.
Yeah.
But she's not because but I have no idea what she's like. But I like her.
And Jake, I mean, I think they're doing a somewhat good job with Jake, except that they're not showing me how he's different from Puck.
Yeah. Well, okay. We need to see more Marley and Jake. We need to.
Which we will. I mean...
Well, we will, but, yeah. Like, if this is still, like, if this gets the amount of time that it gets per episode,
yeah.
There are going to be some serious problems, because I'm never going to feel like I know them.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't give them a voice. Like, they had this stupid... I mean, okay.
It's because they had too many songs.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying they started off with a stupid, like, Britney fake voiceover thing.
Yeah.
And it's like... Britney should never be the center of any episode, ever. We haven't even gotten to that part yet, but, like...
Well, let's move into that now.
Sorry. Oh, I also want to make sure that this isn't Maxine. It is Maxine. Okay, we're going to pause this.
Why he came back from L.A.?
To talk to Jake.
So he talked to... Okay.
Hold on. All right, so sorry, my friend texted about something important, and they might call back, and we have to pause again, but we're just going to try to go on while we wait for them to call back.
Send hate mail to Dan. It's all his fault. No, just kidding. Don't do that.
Alright, so... We were about to get into Brittany, but we haven't talked about Puck coming and talking to Jake yet. Also, I do want to say one positive thing and say I give them props for making Will and Sue completely teachers in the storyline.
Yes.
Being good teachers.
Yes.
And you know, both the Brittany storyline and the storyline.
I've really liked Will this season so
far.
He
even, like, got angry, which I like when he gets angry. So Will, so okay, well, also, so Puck, I guess call him Puck, Jake, like, defends Marley's honor and like fights these guys. And then
I liked that.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was more character development, and yeah. I really liked. And I'm not sure that Puck would have done that.
That's true.
You know, I think Jake might be a better person than Puck.
I was kind of distracted by the fact that I didn't think that like people would like make fun of the lunch lady to her face. Like, I guess people do that.
I don't know. People are so much meaner than I think.
Yes,
maybe.
Oh, God. You just like go up to her face like while you're getting your food and be like, you're fat.
And then insult like her child. Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, geez.
Well,
come on.
Anyway. Actually, I forgot about that scene. I really liked it.
Yeah.
That's why I like Jake and Marley. I really want them to just be more. Mm-hmm.
So Will takes him to Puck. So Puck flew in with his $1 million salary from LA to Ohio.
And talks to Jake for, like, a minute.
And, look, I love Puck, and he had a great little speech, and I like that he said, like, no matter what you do, you're still my brother. And, like, you know, he had a good little thing.
He was cool, too.
He was
Puck
like,
is so cool.
Yeah, I love freaking Puck. I mean, like, Puck's awesome. But it gets me to be like, I was like, oh, Puck! And then I was like, oh, he's gone. You're like, 5 seconds, and like, yeah. I mean, that kind of made me depressed. I will admit, like, I don't necessarily miss Puck when he's not there. But if you give me a teaser like that, then I'm like, ooh, Puck! And I'm like, oh. And also, like, I was like, man, I bet they, like, filmed that in, like, 10 minutes, and then Mark Sailing, like, actually went on a date with one of the Bachelor contestants. I was, like, literally, like, that must have been, like, okay, you know, Mark, just come in here for, like, a minute, and we'll, like, do
just,
this scene.
Just ad-lib it.
Improvise. But no, that was a nice little scene between the two of them. Again, my only issue is that we don't really know they're like the same person. It's like,
I think that the fight thing was a really good, like, teaser.
Yeah. But didn't like Puck help fight? He helped fight Karofsky for Kurt and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, but that was later on.
Yeah, it's true.
I think Jake has.
Jake has more, like, innate goodness and, like, sense of... Right.
Jake seems to have a real, like, sweetness.
Yeah.
That Puck doesn't.
Yeah.
Puck, not that Puck is bad to the bone,
he has less of
but...
He has less of, like, a cockiness to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Jake.
Yeah, Jake's pretty cool. All right, let's talk about Brittany.
Let's talk about Brittany.
What do you want to say?
All right, so I'm actually... When Brittany was talking to Sue, and Sue was like... How could you even get an F minus? Like,
you got worse than
you
Becky.
You got worse than Becky. Okay. Why doesn't Brittany have something diagnosable? If she had a 0.0 GPA,
yeah.
Like they said, it's not like this is a new development and that she used to be doing well.
Yeah.
If she can't do any of these things, why is she just stupid so it's okay to joke about it? But like...
Yeah, especially... Okay, look. If you're that stupid... Then you're... The thing is... No, but she isn't just stupid. She has, like, weird, like, lapses with reality. Like she, like, believes that her cat can talk and smoke and things. And, like, she, like, believes in Santa Claus and believes in magic combs. And people treat her like a little kid. And...
There must be something wrong with her. I mean, like, look, I can suspend my belief. Fine. For a while. But then when there's a whole episode on, like, wow, Brittany just doesn't know anything, and that's, like, yeah. The focus of the episode, it's like, wait, why is this okay?
Yeah.
She must have something wrong with her.
Yeah, well, the problem is, in a show that's all about, you know, the underdog and helping people and people with disabilities...
Why does she get yelled at?
And also, why is she just treated like... Like a little kid and like coddled.
He's stupid.
And like,
and they think it's like, this is your fault because you're dumb. Instead of like,
okay,
we're gonna work past this because you have a problem.
Yeah. Okay. Even beyond like, she should be diagnosed with some sort of illness. Say that you brought this into the real world and she was a little bit less dumb, but she was still like really dumb. Like couldn't pass her class, like any classes. She wouldn't. Stay at the school, right?
I mean, like, she wouldn't get yelled at. She'd have like learning support.
She,
like, okay, Will and Emma.
And
Will and Emma are helping her now.
So,
but the
so
solution
like
should not be.
The guidance counselor is helping her.
I don't know. The solution should not be like you need to study more. It's like, let's just try to put things on your level that you know, we're going to get you to be at the highest level you can perform at.
She should have been, at a very young age, put into a special school for people with needs.
Well, and at this point, they just shouldn't joke about it that much.
Well, look. It's again, this is the issue that I had with where I was saying, if you're going to have a background character, don't highlight them and then, not highlight them. Because if she is literally just, a background character who has, these funny quips every once in a while,
right.
And you're like, oh, she's so dumb, then that's fine.
Yeah, you weren't thinking about it.
In a comedy, someone like Bart, Homer Simpson is a moron, that's fine. But when you bring it to a dramatic level, and you're being like, this is a real human being.
And you're like, this person has problems, how should we help?
Yeah.
And you're actually thinking about how you should help this person, and that's their problem, the solution is not what they've suggested. And it just really irks me.
And the problem, too, and I mean, I know, this is the other thing, is once you bring these characters in, you really need to continue to do it. And, Brittany isn't going to be the focus of next week's episode. And, the same thing with, I was saying, both Brittany and Unique, where are their parents? These are both characters you can't really ignore. And their parents should be in the storyline. And I don't want to see that. I want them to both be in the background. But you can't do that now because they're both, really... They're having major shit going on. I mean, And also, okay, so, say we suspend her disbelief, she's just stupid. Is it funny?
I mean, not in a dramatic sense. It's funny if it's just a comedy. Funny if it's not meant to be taken seriously. But, you've said, as soon as they highlight it on a dramatic level, it's not. It really isn't.
I mean, are there jokes in this episode that you were like, okay, that's pretty clever,
In this episode that Brittany made?
Yeah, or, it's any sort of, Brittany-involving situations where you're like, oh, that's kind of, that makes me chuckle.
I was honestly just, concerned for her this entire episode.
And the other thing is, they finished with material. The drawing colorful things and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and, stuff like that, we had that, two seasons ago.
I thought Brittany was really funny in season one.
Yeah.
And then they decided to, bring her out of the background. And I was really excited because I really liked Brittany.
Yeah, and I wanted to see her sing.
And she's good and blah, 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 blah. But, now it just feels really weird because they have, half of a character who gets their own episode. And it's just very odd.
Yeah.
And it's concerning for me.
And I will say one positive thing. I thought that the voiceover that wasn't a voiceover was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Especially because it's sort of a play on, Glee itself and the way,
Yeah, meta. That it's funny.
That was pretty good. I'm trying to remember, all the little things that happened. So she talked to Santana, and she was depressed. Because the other thing, this was a story also about depression.
Right.
I mean, she literally got depressed and was overeating out of depression and... was doing drastic things, and, it even got to a possible suicide thing where she's looking at down this blade, and you're like, what the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, going in slow motion, the music's fading out, and you're like, what's she gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't think so especially, is that funny to, fade out the music, look at the blade, and then, oh, she's actually just doing the Britney shave your head thing. I don't know if that's funny on a show that's all about, don't commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It seems weird to me.
I didn't think this episode was great on humor. But I think that it's a problem that Glee has a lot with trying to be at once sort of tastefully distasteful
mm-hmm.
and a show about tolerance and acceptance. So, it's had this problem before, but usually I'm just like... good, they are walking that fine line, and I appreciate them for doing it.
Yeah.
This episode was just a real problem for me. And actually, so this is, I guess, a bit of a side note, but I was reading this article online about the Big Bang Theory, actually, and it was all about Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
And about how, At first, like, yeah, it's funny because he has all these things that make him annoyed and whatever.
Yeah.
And then this person who wrote the article saying, like, and then I realized at a certain point, like, we aren't laughing with Shelton. We're laughing at him.
Yeah.
And he has these problems that are usually characteristic of someone who has, like, certain amount of autism or OCD or Asperger's. Yeah. Like, and they said, like, once I was watching this with my friend who had Asperger's or something, and they were just like, what? This isn't funny. This is horrible. He has a disability. And the guy who wrote the article had to explain to his friend, like, no, no, not in the show.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter at a certain point, right? Yeah. Like, so it really reminded me of this with Brittany. Like, does it matter that on the show she doesn't have a disability when she clearly does? Because we're still laughing at her, not laughing with her.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's a good point. We're laughing at people really like to laugh at stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a major thing, and that's why, you know, Finn was an idiot and Sam is an idiot now and Puck was dumb and like.
But like, it's one thing when it's someone who you know is capable of being, like, making a rational choice, and instead they're like, "Oh, oops!
Yeah.
Like, this was a mistake." Instead of, like, I couldn't make this decision because I don't recognize, I don't see the choice as available to me.
Well,
I don't.
Well, they also had that weird part in season two where he, like, was emotionally intelligent and like understood that, like, Arby shouldn't call her stupid and, like, understood. We haven't seen that side of her since season two.
Yeah,
and
I liked that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know you didn't like it.
That overcomplicated. That made things like, I was like, what? I was like,
but I preferred that to this.
I guess, right? I might too. I mean, at least that is something. All right, my call. Sorry. All right, what were we talking about? Something.
Well, Brittany. Sorry.
Brittany exists.
And I said the thing about the Big Bang Theory.
What did you think? Yeah, that was good. I like that. What did you think about the whole, like, eating the ketos on stage and lip syncing and?
After she talked to Sam, I was like, oh, okay, it's just another, like, weird, contrived Britney Spears reference thing. She's having a breakdown.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was funny.
I think it was supposed to be, I think that ending thing was supposed to be, A, funny. It was like, oh, look, this is what they're doing this Britney breakdown thing. But B, showing that Britney actually does have some intelligence and that she had her own weird idea of how to make her life better.
Well, yeah, also the thing with Sue when she, like...
Yeah.
But this is just, I don't understand. I just don't understand Britney's character at all. And I don't think I ever will.
I really don't mind... In episode one, I didn't think he was, like, I didn't think she was great, but she wasn't bad. Like, when she was, just, like, hanging out with Blaine or whatever, and, like, he, like, said something funny, she said, like, funny things to Kurt, like, I was like, oh, you know,
he's
there. But, like, she also hurt Santana's character to me, her existence, because Santana's in love with this, like, mentally ill, like... Not that you shouldn't love mentally ill people. Like, I guess that sounds bad, but, like, just that he's, like, not capable of loving you back. I mean, like...
Is she... It's like loving we're just a very child. Confused.
Like, being in love with a child.
And that was... I remember that you had this problem with Artie, too.
Yeah.
I think... I like Brittany and Santana a lot more.
Yeah.
Than Artie and Brittany. I don't really have a problem with Brittany Santana. But
you're really playing with your hair.
No, I'm putting it up.
Okay.
It's bothering me. I don't know, Dan. Right. I just have so many issues with it that I don't think can be resolved. So I sort of just hope that they put her in the corner.
Yeah, me too. I will say, so they have this whole lip sync thing. And also, I just want to say that as someone who's a fan of Heather Morris, I'm really annoyed that we didn't get to see, like, a hot Heather Morris dance number.
That's true. Well, what about at the beginning?
Well, she's in the freaking Cheerios uniform with her hair tied up. I don't know.
Okay.
And it was also just, like, a dumb Cheerios number that I didn't really, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the lip-syncing thing, so Will gets all angry at the lip-sync and throws out the whole thing of we could be disqualified for if people think that we're cheaters that lip-sync.
And I texted Dan, wow, this is convenient for the season.
So, I mean, I feel like it could easily go either way, where it's like, it could easily be like, this is the season-long arc, or it could be like, just something they've
said they did once. This one episode, yeah. Yeah. We'll see you next episode, probably.
But I did like him, like, reprimanding them. That was good. Alright, so we talked about Garley, we talked about Brittany, let's talk about Rachel.
Okay.
So, stuff happens.
She is in New York,
She has an apartment with Kurt.
Yeah.
It's this huge thing, and they're riding bikes around it.
Yep.
So they're like, supposed to be, like, way away from, like, a civilization.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's how they got this, like, weird garage. I feel like I missed dialogue or something. I don't know what the hell, where are they?
I know they're in a neighborhood that's not particularly safe.
With no...
And I think Kurt's gonna get mugged. I think at one point Kurt's going to get mugged and it's going to be important for
mugged
the storyline.
Mugged or just gay-bashed?
No,
not just gay-bashed.
No, like mugged, like at gunpoint. And he's going to be like, I don't want to live in New York anymore. It's scary.
I think that could happen.
I thought it was going to happen this episode. He was like, I'll go out at night.
I feel like it would be more
mind.
Likely if they would do the gay-bashing thing.
I mean, they could do both.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that the whole... So they're in this giant loft place, like this weird thing, no furniture. They're like...
It makes sense, it's not a furnished apartment.
Okay, yeah, but like, where are
they
getting...
Wouldn't their parents
get them furniture?
They...
I don't know,
they're just sleeping
weird.
On the... They're making it on their own in New York.
Right.
Don't... That's not the issue.
Alright, fine. No, I sort of like this. I like the...
I
Rachel
really like them.
Stuff. Yeah, so he's going to work for Vogue.com.
Yeah.
And so we have this, again... Smash storyline of Rachel isn't attractive enough and she needs to prove her sexiness and
but I, you know what, I really just don't mind this storyline.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. I am actually intrigued by what's happening with Brody.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's evil because there's this line where July or whatever, what's her name?
Cassie July.
Okay. I'm just always gonna call her July because that's really easy to remember. It's like, oh, Brody, you're always willing to help the young ingenues. And he's like, my devious plan. So, yeah, he's totally gonna do something bad.
Yeah.
Also, Finn hasn't talked to Rachel in 3 months. She can do what she wants.
They broke up.
Well, I mean, yes, but...
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, he's not giving her space anymore. It's 3 months, like...
Yeah.
Oh, is he gonna give her space until she graduates college?
Yeah, I think that was the
plan. What? They're not dating him anymore, Rachel.
Yeah, I don't know what her thing is. They'll explore it.
Also, like, it kind of annoys me that, like, okay, I was glad they at least threw out, like, Kurt saying that, like, he's talked to Finn. And that he knows Finn's okay.
Yeah.
But, like... Could they at least, like, tell us if he's at the army and, like, what's doing, what's going on?
They'll do it. This is actually my favorite part of the show now, is Finn and Rachel. I mean, Finn and Rachel. Kurt and Rachel in New York.
So we had the whole Brody thing, and I'm really glad there were 2 points where kisses could have happened in this episode. That was with Garley and with Rachel and Brody, and I'm glad both of them didn't happen.
Right. Props.
Yeah. Mad props.
Yeah, the mad props for this week goes...
Not kissing. this message of abstinence brought to you by oral intensity.
Oh, that just went on air.
Yeah.
Great.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. Rachel.
Rachel. Oh yeah.
She needs to prove her sexiness.
Oh well. Also, the other thing, the big thing that happened in this storyline, is that Cassie July showed her, like, workings of her character, I guess.
Yeah.
Saying.
Oh, we also saw, Kurt showed Rachel the video.
Oh, yeah. So we find out that Cassie, like, got all angry and, like, ruined her chances to be on Broadway. And so Cassie, like, says this whole thing where she's like, you know, you think that there's a lot of pressure here, but there's nothing compared to the pressure out there. One mistake and you're just done.
You're toast.
And,
no, she didn't say that.
So that's why I push my students. And the only issue with that is that I feel like, okay, so now your storyline's over. Like, I mean, like, isn't that like...
No, now she's going to begin to help. Oh, you know what's going to happen? So Rachel and Brody are going to have a thing, and then Brody will dump Rachel as soon as anything happens.
And Rachel then will have a thing.
No. And then July and Rachel, I'm refusing to call her anything else, will, she'll be like, it's all right. I knew this, but I thought this might happen, but I didn't want to say anything. And like, I can, it's okay. This happens. And then they'll be all like big sister, little sister thing, and they'll bond and whatever.
That could happen, or it could be like the opposite and be like, you're such an idiot for falling for his something or other, and then she like goes in an even darker spiral or something, and then she commits suicide.
Damn.
My Rachel commits suicide theory is
no, because Inner July is going to be a good character. You're ultimately
right, you're probably very right about that,
and I'm fine with that. I would like that. It yeah. was really weird when Rachel was helping her stretch.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the stretch.
The various tropes of Glee now include people listening to boys singing in the shower and then spying on them,
yep.
and people helping other people stretch yeah. in a strangely erotic way.
Clara texts me, why is he helping her stretch? This is so weird and erotic. And I was like, well, Quinn's off the show, so they need some sort of weird lesbian thing. And then I was like, wait a second. Also, they need to continue their stretching thing because, you know, Joe got a boner when he was stretching Quinn. So this is just something that happens now.
Yep. Also, okay, so my little brother decided to watch Glee with
also.
Me. And he hadn't seen it before. He was like, yeah, this will be cool. He's 13. So we were watching the show, and he was like, oh, this is way funnier than I thought it would be. Like, I didn't realize it was a comedy. And then we got to this, and he was just like, what is happening? What is going on? Are they going to make out? He was just like, what? He was just like... completely confused.
I don't think we were supposed to feel that way at all.
No, I don't think so. But, like, my brother didn't know, like, he didn't know any of the characters. Yeah. Like, he was just judging it based on, like...
He knows there's lots of gay people. Like, most people that don't actually, like, who've ever watched Glee, but just hear about Glee, think every character is gay. Like, that's what I've come up with. I was like, you know, one time I was like, most of the characters aren't gay, right? And they're like, what? And I was like, I thought it was about gay people.
Oh, boy. But yeah, so my brother was like just really confused by that scene.
I think, you know what? I changed my mind. I think you were supposed to think it was sad. Like, not that you were supposed to think that like anything was going to happen.
No, but I think they specifically were supposed to feel the chemistry, right? She climbed on top of her and was like helping her right near her
butt.
It was like, what?
She was helping her in her butt, guys. I'm not saying you're supposed to feel the chemistry, but I think they were trying to titillate the audience.
Okay, it just was so strange to me. It was so weird. Like, a teacher-student relationship, it shouldn't be like that.
It happens every day. You've never been to a dance studio.
That's true.
This is what happens in every dance studio.
Well, I wish we could ask Dylan.
Yeah. Someone let us know.
I don't want to know.
So I control the girls' dance.
So that was weird, but yeah. I really like Rachel's storyline right now, and I really like the Rachel Kurt storyline, and I like that their relationship is the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, I think they both really help each other's characters be more likable and etc.
All right, so I think we're gonna get into the song, but there were two things I just wanted to say really quickly.
Wait, I have a question.
All right.
Oh, no, never mind. I was gonna say, like, was Blaine even in this episode? Did he have any... He had the song at the very beginning.
Well, he was trying to help Brittany. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't really do much. I just want to say that there are two songs. I've been, like, listening to music a lot this week, more than usual, I guess. And there are two songs that I picked out that I wanted them to do. The first one is It Will Rain by Bruno Mars. I haven't actually heard the Bruno Mars version. I've heard a different version. But I want Jake to sing it. Because it's like, it's about like, if he and Marley were like going to get together and then like they broke up, I think it would be a good song for him to sing. You have to hear it to understand. And then I want Marley to sing a song called Anything I'm Not. And it's about like, if you're someone who doesn't really like who you are, and wish you could be, like, free to be somebody else, and, like, go off and be. I guess, I don't know. I thought that would be
interesting. Those both sound good.
All right, let's talk about the songs for this week. They're many and varied and too many. And, all right. Let's talk about Hold It Against Me with Britney in the Curios. I like the song.
It was a good opener for this week.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay.
It was a Cheerios number.
I don't know. It didn't really do a whole lot for me, but I liked vocals of it I liked.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was like, good. It wasn't, make it stop.
Yeah.
Glee usually isn't like that. but, yeah.
All right. The next one was Boys Mashed Up with Boyfriend from Justin Bieber.
I didn't.
This is Artie and Blaine.
I know. I really like that they did a song together.
Yeah.
I want them to be friends. Like, don't you think that would be cool?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, they're both male.
They're both male.
And they're both sort of, like...
Yeah, they could be friends.
You know, can't you see that?
There are no friends on this show.
Yeah, there are. Sam and everyone else.
They could be like, Sam and Dean.
I'd like to petition for them to do a Supernatural week. Where they just... or for Supernatural to do a Glee week.
I feel like if I wasn't, like, actively trying to prevent myself from liking this song, that I would probably find it to be a guilty pleasure. But I am actively trying to prevent myself from liking it. Because it just, I don't know. Let's talk about Womanizer with Wade Abrams. They don't say Unique, they say Wade. Tina, Marley, and the female gym class.
Gym class.
I like the song Womanizer. I don't know how I feel about this version, but...
I just don't... Couldn't they have picked something better for Unique to sing? Like, it's not utilizing her incredible vocals and range and, like, emotional depth.
Also, like...
Alex has such a great voice that, like, for this is what he's getting.
Yeah.
I want more.
Well, I mean, he got some big good stuff last year.
I know, but, like, he could always do really good songs. So, like, why waste it?
Call Me Maybe and Womanizer is what he's doing.
Yeah, it really bothers me. Because they can have Tina doing this. They can have a lot of people who don't have the really, really powerful voice.
That's what you brought out the Tina thing. Is I also, like, just thought that it would be better for this song to be from a older female perspective, like, mentoring Marley, instead of, like, Unique, who's the same grade as Marley. You know.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
But also just, like, the weird, like, fantasy sequence of this, like, them doing these weird stretches, and that they love doing stretches in the show. And then, and then, like, tying him up and pulling him with the rope.
Watching them stretch. What is it with this show and stretching?
I don't know. It's a good time, apparently. Let's talk about Three with Tina, Joe, and Sam. This is one of the better ones.
Yeah, I really like this song, actually. And we were rewatching it today, and I was like, Joe can still sing. Samuel can still sing. Dan was like, they didn't? What? What does that mean? But really, you forget about it, because he barely gets anything where he's singing by himself, and he has a really good voice.
No, this is a good group of three people. They should always have a threesome, the three of them.
Wow. You're just going to keep this up, huh, Dan? Okay.
No, seriously, like, I thought the three of them were really good. I like getting Tina got a little thing, and Sam has a pretty good voice, too, so.
Yeah, Sam has, man, now there are too many Sams. I'm just really confused.
I didn't even know this next one was, register this next one was a mashup. It's Crazy from Aerosmith and You Drive Me Crazy, Britney Spears, and this is the duet with Marley and Jake.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a mashup.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was good.
Again, I think that they should have just been doing dialogue, but yeah good.
No, I mean, they're good. It's good that we know that they can do
music together.
Music together.
That they can both sing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oops, I did it again. Okay, so we had a good amount to say about this, right?
Yeah, mostly that we hate the lighting.
Yeah, I don't... Like, I guess... So it's trying to be, like, sensual and, like mysterious
mature.
And, like, I guess couldn't really see her as much as you probably... If the point is to be, like, sexy, I want people to see her.
My thing was just that, like, with all the natural light and the smoke, it just looked dusty. Yeah, and so I was like, I want this to be, like, a really, like, stark contrast, harsh lighting type thing. And it was, like, dust in the wind.
Dust in the wind.
Which is the meaning of life.
And we also talked about the fact that she, like she shows up and she really does, like, I forget what Cassandra calls her, like a hooker or something. I don't remember what she calls her. but and she looks like the way she looked in Hierography when she was, like,
Learning the lesson of the week.
Yeah.
She, like, as we learned from the Glee Project, the sexiest thing is just, like, confidence. We learned that in the Glee Project.
It's like a fire that you have next to you. I thought the makeup, I thought the lipstick was, like, too much, and the makeup in general was too much, and just, like, she's wearing this, like, thing to, like, really accent her boobs, which just makes me remember the fact that she doesn't have boobs. And, I mean, like, the actual dancing, I guess, was, like, sexy.
Yeah,
and the definitely. Song, she sang the song well, but of course she sang the song well, she's Rachel. I mean, that's expected, but...
Yeah.
It wasn't, we're being harsh, it was a good performance, but, like...
I just didn't like the lighting. honestly, this storyline, I really have very, very few negative things to say.
I mean, I guess I'm being harsh on this because, like, look, this song is targeted to me. I'm the demographic of this song, of this is supposed to make me think that it's really, really attractive. And she is, like, a sex symbol, and I can find her attractive, but I didn't think that this was, like, the best display of that they've even done on the show. And they acted like this is the greatest thing. Like, I saw this.
Well, Rachel is sexiest, well, from my perspective, from what that's worth. When she's just, like, wearing her normal clothing and just, like, really full of confidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, even I'll say that. I'll join the
Confidence
Project
train.
Gang. But, like, really, I think that's true. Wouldn't you agree? Like, when she's like, I'm being Rachel right now, and, like, I'm going to sing really well and wear this really cool outfit that I got at Urban Outfitters.
I mean, I don't know. I don't like all of her outfits. Some of her outfits are good, though. And, well, I will say just in general, like, I thought the... Well, I guess the reason I'm saying... The main reason I'm saying this is, like, sex appeal-wise, I think the last week's episode... Last year's Britney episode... No, 2 years ago's Britney's episode far outstripped this one. Like, I thought Britney...
I think so, too. And I think it was partly because they really wanted to do a Britney episode. And they were like, yeah, we can do a Britney episode. Yeah, like, in this theory, they were like, oh, okay.
Exactly. All right. And then give me more... I don't even... I mean, I guess all I remember is the terrible... cheese puffs in the... I guess... Okay. Mad props for not having anybody masturbating during the performance.
What?
You don't remember this?
No.
You don't remember this.
I don't remember. I blocked it.
The last time they had a Britney pep rally performance, Jacob was, like, tucking himself.
I don't remember that. I just did not... My memory is not allowing me to remember that, and I'm not gonna...
I don't really remember it. I only watched it once because of that. But I remember that Sue, like, found him in the library, like, naked masturbating.
I vaguely remember that. I don't want to remember this.
Yeah. So, I will say, like, and there was, like a sex stampede or something. Like, and there was, like, a fire. I don't even remember. It went really bad. It was just, like, bad. I hope that this masturbating thing actually happens so that I don't sound really crazy. Because I don't remember exactly what happened, but he was, like, moaning the whole time. I know that much.
I'm like, not thinking about this.
All right,
I'm
moving on. Every time, every time is the last one that Marley sang. It was good.
Yep. Marley's voice.
How long is this freaking podcast?
It's pretty long.
Wow, okay. We haven't even gotten to, like, the tons of emails.
Woo!
All right, let's get to the emails. So, emails.
Email.
Blah. Going to the emails. Going to the emails. And here are the emails. Okay, here we are at the emails. And here they are. Okay, you can read this one.
Okay.
We have, like, multiple emails from a couple different people. We might cut some stuff, I guess, in
this is
post.
This is from Althea.
Yeah. Yes.
Said it right?
Althea.
Woo! Okay. Hey, I'm 13 and definitely did not have the reaction you thought younger people would about Brody. I mean, he's sort of attractive, but overall he seems a bit creepy so far. Maybe I'll like him better when we get to know him more, but for now I think he is just trying to sleep with her. Yep, agreed. Good judgment.
Also, I apologize for this, because we've, like, actually gotten to the point now, we've gotten so many emails from different podcasts that I can't remember everything that we've gotten. But you are the person who sent us a Smash email that asked us if Smash was too, like, mature for you, right? I think so. I could have just checked that myself on
yeah,
on
good
email.
Job, Dan.
I'm going to cut this out, but thank you, Althea, for your email.
Also, you have the best Tumblr. I'm just going to say that. You are awesome. Yeah, okay. Should I read Matt's email?
Wait, but she has a second one.
Oh, just saying that we were pronouncing her name.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, read Matt's.
All right, so...
Just read all of them.
So... Wait, hold on. Cut this out, okay, right? But, what? Like, Matt is back, but it's from Patrick?
Matt is the person.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Because...
I don't even know you're asking me.
Damn! Okay.
It's from Matt.
All right. Yes. Hi, hope you had a good summer. So happy to see your episode up on iTunes. Made mowing the lawn fun again. Anyways, yes, there are always people that will make those she's so fat that... And the reason they are having these people make those jokes is just to drill into the viewers' minds that this is the new youth in the show. And having Rachel and Kurt being mature in New York. It's all about balance. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
That's really good. Anyway. On to Bert. I love Bert. I always have. He is very popular with the fans. So he can't just leave. Maybe now that he's a senator, he will be a judge at sectionals, since it's always minor celebrities as judges.
I like this idea.
Yeah, me too. And Kurt will want to go see him judge, and will end up bringing Rachel along, tying the whole thing together.
I know he will. He's not, like, done on the show. He's definitely... They made him a series regular this season. I don't know how the hell they're doing that, but he's going to be around. So
yay!
Yeah.
Back to the story. The first episode was good. It had a lot of little nods to the pilot episodes. A few are the shower scene. Jake standing at the top of the auditorium watching the Glee Club perform as his brother did in the pilot while they performed Don't Stop Believing.
Like, I remember Sue showing up, yeah. But I forgot Puff was there, too.
I'll keep this short, so see you next week. P.S. Bring Dylan back, please. Clara, you get my mad props for hating Marley's hat, too. Yes. Okay. All right. So we're BFFs now. Dan, you were meh. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. You're like the ESPN of the Glee world. Keep it up. Bye. Yep. Okay. You're great. Awesome.
I was a little bit bummed that Marley didn't have her hat on more of this episode, so you couldn't complain about
it. She had it on in like one scene, and yeah. I was like, ooh, and then she took it off, so it was okay.
I was like, if we had made a podcast right now for the first time, I would have called it Marley's hat.
The Marley hat?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to read Moni's?
Sure. What?
This is Moni's email of, like, frustration and sadness.
Hi guys, gosh, I haven't watched any new Glee yet because I'm still that fed up with it. And yet, I'm going to listen to you guys today because I coincidentally like you that much.
Aww.
So make it good, Moni.
Woo.
I'm glad. I mean, you know, I wonder, okay, but now I'm worried. I'm ready to, like, hear that and be like, oh, it's a good episode. And then she'll watch that and then she'll watch the second one and she'll be like, no!
Sorry.
Yeah. Alright, here's another one from Matt. Matt again. You were so right about the Kurt telling Rachel about Brittany Week and that leads to her doing it. I shouldn't expect anything less from Glee SBN. Keep it up. Alright. Okay, so this one is from the person that we called Anna last week, but she wants us to call her Lisa. And I think it's confusing. I think her name is Lisa, but it shows up as Anna. Why does no one have the regular name up anymore?
Don't worry about
it's
guys.
It's like Anna Lisa.
This doesn't bother me at all, so, you know.
No, I'm not saying I'm bothered, I'm just saying it's complicated.
No.
Okay. But I am sorry that we said the wrong name.
Yeah.
Okay, so, hi Oral Intensity Podcast. I am so glad I started listening to this podcast. And I missed hearing your voices. I promise I am going to try to listen to your other podcast episodes. I barely figured out the podcast during the summer because of the Glee project. So please do not hate me. Anyway,
oh, we don't hate you.
We don't hate you at all.
We think you're awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, the episode as a whole, I will give it a B+. Only because the episode is revolved around Brittany and the fact that Santana is not there anymore. It seems like the rest of the Glee clubbers have moved on. I did feel bad for Brittany, but this is the most lines she has had in an episode. And out of all the performances, Joe, Tina, and Sam's instrumental version of Three was the best. Agreed there.
Agreed there. Does she have
more?
Yeah, I don't know if you are.
Only because Samuel Larson Joe is my favorite Glee project performer.
Yes!
And he is so, and he is cute.
Yep.
The thing with Marley and Jake is so damn cute. I make it makes me feel, but I don't think she means that.
No.
It makes me feel bittersweet. I feel like Kitty is like Quinn by leaving Jake for her boyfriend. Having Jake as her boyfriend and having Marley liking Jake. A love triangle that was originally Finn, Quinn, Rachel. Or maybe since Puckleberry, which is Puck and Rachel, never happened, maybe this is what the writers of Glee are trying to do to make up for that. Anyway, when Marley finds out that Jake and Kitty are an item, it hit me a rough spot for me. I wish some guys were not so oblivious like that, or just jerks. Why can't people on TV just tell each other how they really feel about each other instead of waiting for the season finale?
Hear, hear.
Hope that doesn't happen between the... Hope it doesn't take into the finale for them to get together. Anyway, thanks for listening to me. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah.
Well, so can we talk about the Britney thing one more time really quick?
Yeah,
sure. Because I agree that... And I hadn't thought about it, but, like... A lot of the characters are just sort of like, well, yep, they're all in college now, or they're all in New York now, and whatever. We aren't really upset by that. Like, I think this is also just because Blaine wasn't really in the episode that much, but, like, Blaine was pushing Kurt to go, and like, oh, it'll be fine, and he seems fine. He's very well adjusted.
Yeah.
But, like, we're missing...
It's also gonna be 1 year, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but we don't really know, you know, like, So that's true. We haven't seen other people be upset by it.
Yeah.
I just think that they...
You're so, like, what's wrong with you?
My hair is really bothering me. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Every time I look at her, she's like, ah, my head.
It keeps on... Well, I have it in a ponytail, and then it, like, slips, so then it's in my face again, and then it's really bothering me. I'm getting a haircut on Tuesday.
Oh.
So it's... Anyway, you are all fascinated by that, I'm sure.
Hairography.
Hairography, right here, in real life, yeah.
So, you're talking about Britney.
I was talking about Britney. I don't really have anything else to say.
I think you're just saying that Britney's the only one who, like, really misses, seems to like...
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good thing for them to show.
Yeah. This is the last email. I think this is also from Lisa.
You want me to read it?
Yeah. No, I actually left it up there, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Hi.
Okay, so she's the one who last week was saying that she had a mother that was a substitute teacher.
Okay.
That got made fun of.
So she says, "Hi, Oral Intensity Podcast. Well, my mom has been a substitute pretty much my whole life. A few times when she had subbed at my elementary school, she was rarely in my classes that she substituted. But whenever all the, let's say, fifth graders were asked to go to PE, I would hear kids while we were playing outside say things about my mom which hurt. My close friends would just tell me to ignore them. When they did find out it was my mom, the teachers we had in elementary school made the kids apologize to me and my mom by giving us a card. But like I said, they were in elementary school, so I really did not think that they cared. I guess they found out through a teacher, but I really wasn't made fun of. They would just say things and eventually it stopped. I guess it hurt when I saw it on Glee with Marley because I could hear the students just like Marley at the lunch table. I felt powerless, unlike when Marley tells the club and others at lunch. But then again, my situation is elementary and Marley's situation is high school. And it is okay if you ask that question. It did not bother me at all, promise. And then she sent us a YouTube video.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh yeah, we think, so Blake's name is
Ryder.
Is Ryder with a Y. But, so yeah. So
they're really good at coming up with, like, douchey names.
But about your mom and stuff, I think that is a like fairly similar situation, but like at the elementary school level, which is so different.
Yeah. Which, I mean, obviously, yes, it would hurt to hear people making fun of your, I feel that's awful that it happened.
Yeah. I'm really glad they stopped.
Yeah, but it is a lot easier to stop little kids and be like, that's bad, don't do that.
Yeah.
Rather than like high schoolers, which like, you know, you don't know how that will continue on. Again, I really think, again, that it's all about like, he's attractive, so the only way that people would make fun of her for this being her mom, like, well, actually, you know, I thought it was more realistic this week, where like they were making fun of the mom, and then Marley came up and like stood up for her, and they were like, "What? You came out of that?" Like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah,
like, that seemed more realistic to me. At least that they like that those connections. They're like, "I don't understand how you're gonna end up fat too, or something." Like, you know, like, but I don't know. I just feel like. Marley. Yeah. So, I guess there's one, I think we have one iTunes. We'll do iTunes reviews next week when we
have this
like
is a pretty long.
Built up. Yeah, how long is this?
72 minutes.
Awesome.
Woo!
Alright. So, I guess that's it, right?
Yeah. Next one will be a Skype podcast, so.
Yep. Probably be a little bit shorter.
Depending on the episode.
It's called The Makeover, or just Makeover.
We think they might be making over Marley, but we aren't sure.
They should have called it Makeover Marley.
They should have called it The New Marley.
The New Marley.
Marley 2.0.
Who else could they be making over? Maybe it's about Unique.
No.
I'm trying to remember what happened in the promo. All I remember is this one's weird debate happening.
Sam didn't have his shirt on at one point.
Wasn't he like dressed up as like Uncle Sam?
We were confused. Dan texted me just sort of like, what is happening? promo.
Alright, so hopefully it'll be good. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like all the strength and enthusiasm in my life is taken away.
By
bitching about Glee for a really long time.
Before that, we were trying to figure out how Supernatural could go on for 10 seasons, like what they could do. If you have thoughts about that, by the way, email us, because we're curious. Yep.
I just really hope next week's Glee is good, because if it isn't, I'm going to be like so like, oh. Because I was so excited.
I know. The first episode, I was like, oh man, this is going to be great. Because it has the, like, sort of more mature side. And I'm so glad. So I really like this Rachel Kurt storyline. Yeah. I am sort of starting to wish that they just had their own spinoff. Because I think that would be really great.
Yeah. And they were talking about that for a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe
next season. If people continue to like it.
Who knows going
to
happen next season? I don't. It's weird. But, yeah, I don't. And the other thing is, like, last week's music, like, I bought a bunch of classics music, and, like, the more I listen to it, the more I like it. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm so excited. I was like, oh.
But it might just be because this was Britney 2.0.
Yeah, freaking Britney.
I mean, do you think they knew about this, that this episode was going to happen, like, from day one? Or do you think that they, like, mostly did the season and then came back to this? Like,
no, they didn't. I mean, they haven't even, I don't think they even finished the season yet. They're filming right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew about it. The problem is that when you are given a mandate, you only have so many of her songs. You've already done a bunch of her songs. Like, and then you're like, okay, how can we write a storyline? Like, maybe they were originally thinking about, okay, well, we could, like, hold off the Jake and Marley thing for, like, an episode or two. But, ooh, Womanizer, that fits really well. I mean, like...
Yeah.
I have
high hopes for the next episode just because I really liked... first, and this is explainable through that. Yeah.
So,
crossing our fingers.
Yeah. I will say that debate thing, like, if that's the main thrust of the ad, it looked like a sitcom storyline.
I mean,
like,
whatever. You get that for the high school, and then there can be, like, a mature one in New York. I really like it.
Okay, well, can we throw out some ideas of, like, things they can do in New York? Because, like, okay, yeah, we have this whole Brody thing.
Well, they can bring in Jesus.
Wait, what? Because we're talking supernatural. But I'm just saying, like, okay, because they're not gonna have like she'll get maybe get closer to Brody this episode. But like, what do you think will happen with Brody with Rachel in this episode? Because they've already done.
Well, they'll
like,
focus on Kurt.
Oh yeah, because Kurt. Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's totally gonna work out, and he's gonna have to like, oh, this is his first like real job doing stuff and blah blah blah, and then Rachel gets to be the supportive one, and then it'll be all like emotional because they have such a nice friendship.
Yeah.
It'll be so good, Dan.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that storyline.
Remember when Rachel was like a total selfish bitch every single episode and
yeah,
it made no sense?
I do
she
remember
was
that.
Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad that they did that, because now she's not, and they can be friends, and I love them as friends, and they have their apartment, they're all...
I think they need a straight male that Rachel's not attracted to, like, round out their group.
Their friends group.
Yeah.
And they can all go to a cafe.
Okay, yes, sure.
They need... No, I think what they need is, like, a Phoebe.
I think they need two new people. I think they need another female. That's weird.
A Phoebe. And,
yeah,
they need someone who thinks that she's psychic.
Yes, but I also think that they need, like, a boy to be, like, to tell Rachel she's being, like, a stupid... Because, like, Kurt's not really gonna...
No, that's true. You know what is they need, like, a couple who they hang out with.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be
and
good.
And the girl's, like, a weirdo, and the...
And the guy's just, like... He could be sort of, like, just really nerdy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan Murphy. I'm sure you're listening to our 77-minute podcast.
All right, thank you for listening. Good night.
Good night, what?
Good night.
So what if it's
we
not?
Never came up with, like, a sign-off phrase. And may all of your intensities be oral.
May the odds be ever in your favor. All your intensity be oral. Daniel.
And may everything oral in your life be intense.
No. No. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.
No. No. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, over there. Please forgive me if I'm coming on too strong. Hate to stare, but you're winning, and they're playing my favorite song. So come here, a little closer. Wanna whisper in your ear, make it clear. Little question, wanna know just how you feel. If I said my heart was beating loud, if we could escape the crowd somehow. If I said I want your body now, would you hold it against me?